The 75th Annual Academy Awards Ceremonies take place in Hollywood in 2 weeks. Event organizers say the show will go on regardless of world events. For the past 7 years, we've prepared for the big night with NPR's resident film music buff, Andy Trudeau. He reviews the nominees in the category of Best Original Score. Last year, Andy picked Howard Shore's music for The Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Ring, and it won. Music from Lord of the Rings, last year's Academy Award winner for Best Original Score. And we welcome back Andy Trudeau. Good to see you again.
Same here, Leanne.
So, how does this group measure up to the previous years we've been together?
Well, this year I'm declaring a chamber music year. This is a year where we're not going to hear big orchestral scores the way we've heard in previous years. Usually there's one or two in the mix that we're able to listen to for contrast. This year, they're all intimate scores, very chamber-like writing. These are really a bunch of character-driven films rather than action films.
Well, let's meet the cast. We're going to go alphabetically by picture. This year's nominees are Catch Me If You Can by John Williams, Far From Heaven by Elmer Bernstein, Frida by Elliot Goldenthal, The Hours by Philip Glass, and Road to Perdition by Thomas Newman. And for our first session, I understand we're going to listen to music by Philip Glass and Thomas Newman.
There's an interesting story about the Glass. From what I read with an interview with him, the film was originally temp-tracked. A temp track is a music soundtrack that is pieced together from pre-existing music, other film scores, classical scores. Glass said he was speaking with the music editor for this film, who told him that the film had been temp tracked with Philip Glass's music from other venues and other recordings. They brought in other composers to write the music, but in every case, the director said he liked the temp track better. So finally, somebody wised up, and they got Philip Glass to score this. This is a film where he had to deal with the issue of picture that was really jumping from different times and places and following the interconnecting lives of three different characters over those times and places. He chose to create a very simple, single style to be the through thread throughout all of this. And this style is very characteristic Phil Glass. The cut we're going to hear now, I think everyone will immediately say, oh yeah, minimalism. You'll hear the basic string foundation, the busy string figures, adds the piano, and then there's a pulse, which some have likened to an erotic connotation, but I'll let you decide as you hear it. Philip Glass has a limited bag of tricks. He's not going to go for the big orchestral effect. So, you know, it's ironic. I used to have to tell people, you need to listen carefully to this music because it's dense and complicated. Well, you need to listen carefully to this music because it's simple. And to get the effects, you really have to catch those little turns that he's doing. In this next section, the piano plays an important role, and you're going to hear him using tempo and the spaces between notes as the factors that create the dramatic effect for him. We're not going to hear anything big, any big tune or anything like that, but just focus on how the texture changes when he makes these little adjustments to the sound. All right, we're hearing the strings and the piano running at about the same speed. He's going to keep the speed constant, but spread out the notes on the piano. And just notice how the texture has changed. And now we're having an old-fashioned piano scale. all he's going to do now is gear it down, just slow it to a stop.
It is so typical Philip Glass.
It is, but let me say, in this score, I have heard some things that I think have improved my opinion of it. I think, to some extent, he's effective, but I want to hear more. I want him to go some other places. And that minimalism, that those building blocks, remain constant in this score, but I don't think they're central as they used to be. You may remember a couple years ago we talked about Kundun,
right,
which was another Philip Glass score. There, the patterns were the score. Here, the patterns are a part of the score. There's a section here, when you'll hear it, there's a real honest-to-goodness tune at work here, which I think people would not normally connect with Philip Glass's music. You're hearing it in the strings. Focus on the strings. Now, one of his tricks, he's going to keep the music lines the same, just change the dynamic. Piano comes up, strings go down. My God, a real tune in a Philip Glass score. Philip Glass says he doesn't like to write cues that end big, so he tends to write music that starts soft, reaches some sort of rise in the middle, and then ends soft. He did say one quote about this film that I liked. He said, "The Hours, the film, is about how art formulates life rather than the other way around."
That last piece actually sounded romantic, which is something I don't normally associate with Philip Glass. Andy Trudeau is talking about music by Philip Glass from The Hours, one of five soundtracks nominated this year in the Oscar category of Best Original Score. Another nominee is from the Sam Mendes film Road to Perdition. The music is by Thomas Newman. He's the son of Alfred Newman, one of the composers from Hollywood's golden age of film. Tell us a little bit about that.
A Thomas Newman characteristic, is the way he custom mixes his colors. Most composers take the instruments as they're given and they work with those sounds. Newman is forever manipulating and playing with those sounds. He's using the instruments, but he's creating very distinctive textures and landscapes. One of the opening cues on the film needed to establish the fact that the characters came from an Irish-American heritage. So I think we've heard enough film scores over the years that you immediately have a sense of, I can hear what this is going to sound like. Newman knew that, and I think he plays with that and creates a Newman-esque mix that delivers on that, but in a very distinctive way. I love the string writing in this score. Very open strings, a Copland-esque sound here. Now he's going to bridge us over to that Celtic melody. Listen how he varies the sound now by doubling the instrument. His writing, you can pick out each line, you can hear each layer of instrument there. None of it is blended to the point where you can't hear it. This is, I think, Newman's real strength. He's able to create these sounds and then find ways of blending them together. In this next cue, you're going to hear pizzicato strings with a rhythmic accompaniment that, to my ears, sounds like spoons being played as a standard rhythmic figure. A clarinet done for its sound, not a jazz feel, but a wailing, forlorn sort of sound. And then comes one of those trademark sounds of Thomas Newman, which is this out-of-tune guitar. Hear that rhythmic figure? And the clarinet. all the lines are very clear here. There's our guitar. I call this cooking with sour milk. Now, I don't want to leave the impression that all his cues have this off-center quality to them. There are times he can really create something of great beauty. There's a selection called The Cathedral, which has some very romantic string writing, and it blends with a wonderful shimmering sound into a painfully beautiful performance of some medieval chant. And again, this is Newman. It's characteristic, and it's really effective. Again, great string writing in this score. Remember how he doubled the Celtic melody? Listen to what he does with the high strings here. Now he's creating a glow, a soft shimmer. And out of this is going to come the vocal sound. Notice how the instruments fall away. The amazing thing to remember is this vocal music was recorded in 1994, and he crafted all this music around that recording.
I'm talking with Andy Trudeau about music by Thomas Newman for the film Road to Perdition. It's one of the five original scores nominated this year for an Oscar. Before that, we heard selections from another nominated score, The Hours by Philip Glass. Two down, three to go. What do we hear next week?
We have two character studies by two composers who are really in the Film Music Hall of Fame. John Williams, Catch Me If You Can, Elmer Bernstein, Far From Heaven.
Andy Trudeau is a producer for NPR programming. Thanks a lot, Andy.
It's fun, Leanne.
For more about our annual Oscar score discussion, go to our website, www.npr.org.